Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
Welcome to Mega Powers Radio. It is the Raw post-show immediately after Raw, where we join you every single week for the most interactive post-Raw experience available, where we invite you to join the show in all different means. We're going to have the phone lines opening up around 11:30. If you find the number there, go ahead and call and get yourself in line. Chat room already open. We already got some cool people hanging out there and there. The Silent Wind of Doom, Wazili, and Ferris419 joining us early. A very happy holidays to everyone out there listening, especially those joining us live here on Mega Powers Radio tonight. Let me introduce who is going to be talking to y'all throughout this evening. I am the lead host here, president of Mega Powers Radio. My name is Mike Payton. With me, the man behind SmarkOutMoment.com and Fanboys Anonymous, Mr. Tony Mango.
Hey, what's everybody? Before I forget, stay tuned for Smack Talk following the show as well. We got a lot of stuff to talk to you about for the next multiple hours, so you guys are stuck with us for a while tonight.
That's correct. It's a double header tonight. So for those of you who are tuning in, you're getting a special holiday treat. You're going to get two live shows in a row featuring myself, Tony Mango, and whoever else decides to join in with us. Wago and Drew White, I believe, will be joining us for the second part of this double header. For now, it's probably going to be me and Tony, and I think we're trying to get Sean in here. He's having some technical difficulties. But for the meantime, you get the two of us coming at you talking about tonight's Raw episode. Tony, what'd you think about Raw tonight?
You know, Raw was another standard episode of Raw. There was parts of it that I enjoyed, parts of it that I thought dragged a little bit too long. And by the time we got to that third hour, man, I was already ready for it to be over. And it's a shame because I was kind of excited for this Miracle on 34th Street fight. It's not just for the pun, because I love that fucking pun. But, yeah, they had a couple decent spots here and there. But, man, the big problem that I have with a lot of episodes of Raw like this are – when it kind of, understandably so, that they kind of phone it in a little bit, and they get to a point where all these matches end with, like, roll-ups, and, like, they don't really put that much effort into building up a lot of it. We started off this episode 15 minutes match that everybody was pretty sure they were going to get anyway, and that just irks me to begin with, you know? Tap, tap, tap as well.
Well, speaking of phoning it in, if you're out there listening, you want to get your opinion heard on the show tonight, you can phone in using the area code 760-512-7247. You dial that, you get yourself in line, we'll get you on here really soon. We already got people waiting patiently. Again, we're going to be opening up those phone lines around 11:30, so you get your voices heard here live on Mega Powers Radio for the Raw Post Show. And Tony, I have to agree with you as far as your opinions about tonight's show. This was not a highly offensive, but again, because it's this damn 3 hour shows, by the time we got to that third hour, I was tuning out. You could actually look at my notes. My notes stop at the beginning of the third hour, pretty much. I stopped caring enough to take notes. I really stopped paying attention to my television. I was spending more time on Facebook. I'm mostly promoting the show. So to be fair, you know, I have other responsibilities I hop onto, but I certainly was not stuck to my TV as opposed to like, any moment where, like, if I hear Brock Lesnar's music hit, I'm glued to my TV. I'm not turning away. But while, I don't know, El Torito's out there, I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, I agree, too. Because, and, you know, even to an extent with the Brock Lesnar thing, unless something happens in the first couple of minutes when that comes out for, like, the fans to go crazy about, it might not still work. But, man, the very beginning of whatever a segment is already has lost me. Then why stick around, you know?
I have no idea, man. I don't know how this business model is coming through their heads and they're thinking that these shows are great shows that they're putting on. because
and it can do it.
TLC was atrocious. I'm still not over that. TLC was such a goddamn bad show. That's how you're going to end your year? I don't even want to compare it to NXT anymore, because you know what? That's not even fair anymore. NXT is just too damn good. Judging WWE on their own merits, TLC was an awful pay-per-view. And they even alluded to how awful that ending was tonight in during the Miracle on 34th Street fight, where Dean Ambrose opened up a package, found a television screen inside one of them, and was like, nah, you know what? I don't think I'm going to use that, even though it had no wires plugged into it at all.
I kind of expected them to do something with that. I actually had a note written down when I was doing the coverage for the website that when they had all the different lights on the trees, I was like, oh, better watch out. He's going to get fucking electrocuted again. TLC just, man, fuck TLC. But
I'm not sure. I think we got Sean Walker on the line. Let me see if this is him. Sean, is that you? Buddy? Old buddy, old pal, Sean? No, they're gone. Oh, no. Oh, well, I thought it was Sean. It looked like it just said live. Did it work? It rang once. Yeah, I tried bringing you on, buddy. Sorry, folks. We're trying some new things here. Sean's trying to connect via his Xbox, and it's not the easiest thing in the world. Just like watching this show tonight, right? Yeah? Huh? See, I brought it back around. All right. I'm a good host.
By the way, if anybody thinks that I'm as well, I apologize. Comcast is still screwing me over, I guess, but not much more I can do on my end.
Well, no, see, what's actually going on is Tony's actually in North Korea, and because of all the internet outages they're having over there, that's why his connection's so choppy.
They don't want me to broadcast my thing either, but I'm fighting back, and that's why I'm intermittently coming through, and I've got more balls than Sony in that situation.
Oh, I just tried getting Sean in again, and it just drops. Let me see. You came on twice.
Just trying to South Korea.
that
doesn't
yeah,
make much
sure.
sense. Don't ask me to explain it.
Yeah, why not? So what is there even to talk about from this show? I mean, it was a Christmas edition. They had presents all over the stage. They had that Miracle on 34th Street fight. And probably the biggest gimmick thing that they ran with the night was that the man in charge of the show was Ho-Ho Hogan.
That he was. Although he did the same kind of thing as most other people did. He basically had one segment where he made one match and then he never showed up again.
Yeah, he didn't really feel like an authority figure on this show. I don't know if Hogan only does one segment on shows. That's what he's contracted for. He won't do anything else.
I would assume that he could be there for the entire night, but who was it last week? The
Larry the Cable Guy, wasn't it? I don't know. Oh, I didn't watch last week, so I don't know.
Damn, I can't remember who last week's was. Whoever it was last week, they didn't do shit anyway. And the instances with Daniel Bryan and with the fake anonymous Raw general manager, those were really only like one segment apiece too. I think Daniel Bryan had like two segments and that was it, but that's because, you know, it's Daniel Bryan. But, you know, they wrote off the anonymous Raw GM almost immediately afterward, and they wrote off Hulk Hogan again and brought him back more, it seems, on SmackDown than anything else. He's apparently in like one or two segments on that show, so yay for SmackDown, I guess. I don't know. For all the five people watching that show.
I'll be sure to watch that. Now, how about this commercial campaign about moving to Thursdays?
How about this commercial for Schizo, which turned out not to be a fucking WWE debut?
I still think it is. I'm not completely convinced that it's not just yet.
With a guy standing next to Cloris Leachman or whoever the fuck that was.
All right, I think third time's a charm here. Sean, we got you, buddy?
Hello?
Yeah, got him!
I'm in!
How you doing, Sean?
I'm good. Are we live?
Yes.
We are live, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Hello.
We're all unprofessional here. How you doing, Sean? What do you think of Raw tonight?
I'm good. I'm it's the first Raw I've watched in, like, about a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I've missed a lot. It's the same old shit, just without the authority figures. And,
Hogan
looks
old. Hogan does look old. You know who else I realized looked really old tonight? Was Goldust. Like, even through his face paint, I saw his wrinkles coming through his face paint.
But yeah, I'm glad to be unemployed again, so thanks fuck. And now, right, anyway, the post office has the highest suicidal rate in the world.
I think that's the American post office. I don't know about the Welsh post office.
If you need any confirmation about the American post office, just watch Jingle All the Way. That's in bed.
Just put it this way. Towards the end of my contract, I wanted to slip my wrist with Amazon packages.
Oh, they should have did a shout-out to Jingle All the Way during the beer called 34 Street Fight. They could have had like Dean Ambrose go, "Out of the way, box!"
Yeah, they could have dragged that out longer, too, just like that movie. Ooh. Yeah. Hey, Arnold could come back. He could be another Raw guest host.
Sure. If he's not too busy doing Terminator.
Or Turbo Man.
Well, think of the real Turbo Man at home.
Well, Twins 2.
Turbo Man, Dial of Five got little Turbo Man at home when he comes home from what? Fuck you, little kid. If you want to know more of our opinions about this, go watch the last four real movie club that we just did for Fanboys Anonymous.
Oh, I got to correct myself. Apparently, Ferris419 is not in the chat room. We actually have not Ferris. Not Ferris is in the chat room. Hmm.
So, with the other two members, then, we seem to be light.
We are a little light. Steven Wago is being dragged to some, what was it, like a musical or something? His Wicked? Wife made him go to a musical, I think. It was Wicked.
Yeah. Which I'm pretty sure is Wicked Dumb.
So something with a bunch of songs about blowjobs, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, and
I have no idea what Drew White is doing.
His mom.
I was just going to say not his girlfriend. This is Drew.
Yeah, sure. I'm trying to pull up my notes here. There's got to be something we could talk about on this show. Like every single segment, it's one line of a note. It's like what the match was or who was in it that talked, and that's it.
Paige looks hot.
Yeah, Sean, can you turn down a little, please? We're getting echo on your end. Thanks, buddy. Well, Roman Reigns had his first match back on Raw, I'm pretty sure. I know he wrestled on SmackDown, but I don't think we saw him on Raw tonight, until tonight, rather. He went against the Big Show and got a victory via countout, which I guess, even over the Big Show, that's still kind of a big deal.
Big deal over the Big Show? I'm fine with that. Problem with it, though, I'm sort of feeling... I don't want to jump the gun and say that they're second-guessing it, you know, with the whole... reports on the dirt sheets and stuff. Now, actually, that's something I might want to bring down when we start talking about the scramble stuff on Smack Talk. But there was a little bit something odd tonight with that count out victory. Maybe the way that they did the count out that threw me off a bit. Like he hits a Superman punch and Big Show falls over the commentary table and then just doesn't get up. Like that was odd. I don't know. Maybe it's just poor booking, I don't know, or shitty writing, or the people were just kind of like, I don't know, just hit him with the fucking Superman punch and count out. Fine, we're done. Let's go home. Like,
I just don't think that it was the ultimate way to make Roman Reigns look strong, you know?
No. He could have easily pinned him, and it would have done some actual justice.
Mm-hmm. Sean, any thoughts about Harper and Big Show?
Harper and Big Show? Never happened.
Roman Reigns and Big Show. Thank you.
it's the same old Roman Reigns match. You've seen one, you've seen them all. Again, bored and fed up of Roman Reigns. He's bland, he's boring,
he just
he's
got
very
back.
Green. But still, you know, still, he had enough time to come up with a new fucking gimmick other than wearing your ex's t-shirts and ex's music walking down to the ring.
It is a little bothering to me that he still uses the Shield music. He really does need to move on from that. Shield's dead.
Yeah.
Glory days ain't coming back. Oh, perhaps.
I started hating Roman Reigns before it was cool, by the way. I just wanted to put that over.
Good for you. Another really cool match we had tonight. Dolph Ziggler gave the rematch to Luke Harper for the Intercontinental title, which is we're just told it's in contracts. I don't know where that actually comes into play. It was a pretty damn good match, actually. Luke Harper got the jump on Dolph Ziggler at the beginning of the match. Really good heelish move. Really great back and forth throughout this. There's this awesome point where Dolph Ziggler hits a super kick and it spins Luke Harper around, but he just continues the momentum into his discus clothesline. It's a fantastic little back and forth on that. Harper hit two, not just one, but two nasty Michinoku drivers that Michael Cole exclaimed over and Jerry Lawler got confused. Like, huh? Who?
What? How do you call that move? Michinoku. I don't remember making fun of those guys at the Royal Rumble.
I don't remember asking you to keep playing his fucking replay of him slamming his face against the ground like five times.
I don't remember having a heart attack. What the fuck's going on here?
Who are you? Yeah. Ah! Dolph Ziggler retains, though, and I honestly thought that this was going to be a switchback. I thought this was going to be the point where they revealed their true intentions with Dolph Ziggler and got tired of him.
I didn't think so. I thought that we were in a where it would be a tough match for him to win, but he would still end up winning it, and that's pretty much exactly what they did. As soon as they started doing the idea of what they did before with him accepting to start the match after being attacked, I was just like, all right, they're not repeating the same thing again. He's not... You know, getting attacked before a match, saying he can do it, getting his ass kicked, and then, well, probably not to the same guy, you know, twice in the period of like a month. If they really fuck, that is really, really lazy writing because they just copied and pasted their script from, you know, 5 weeks ago. But I like the chances for Ziggler right now. I think that they are serious about pushing him. And I think that tonight actually shows quite a bit of that.
Think Ziggler's got a shot?
He might have a shot. Kane's got a shot, though.
He did get a win last week, although he was nowhere to be seen this week. Sean, what'd you think about Harper and Ziggler, a match that actually happened tonight?
What I watched the first 20 minutes of the match because I had a,
it was longer than that?
So, yeah, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I reckon Ziggler's going to be pushed to the moon. But he has to drop the IC belt first, and then we'll see how he does in the Royal Rumble. I reckon he's going to do pretty well in the Rumble. And then Cena and Ziggler will have a feud going into WrestleMania, methinks.
Well, shout-outs to Five Times Combo joining us in the chat room now. He's asking, he missed Raw. Anything good happen? Not particularly. We're really stretching to find stuff to talk about here. But good to have you joining us, as always. We'll all keep trying to have fun here. Enjoy this holiday season. Again, thanks y'all for showing up. I'm being corrected too. Wazili told me that Kane was there in a very short segment, and I remember him now. He's reminding me he wears just like a Christmas tree, and then he shows up and says, "Bah humbug."
Yeah, fantastic writing, WWE. That was like one of those huge meetings where they're just like, "We gotta have something with Kane." All right, well, why don't we have him walk in front of the screen and he could. I don't know, say something like, what's some of that Christmas crap? He could say Holly, no. He could say Jolly, no. Bah humbug, all right, fine. All right, now let's work on this Ziggler match. Same thing as before, but the opposite? All right, fine, dude, we're on a roll here. Let's go get lunch.
So I went to do brought up something else. We finally saw Adam Rose attack the bunny. So that storyline finally happened, he says. I swear that we saw Adam Rose attack the bunny before.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
No, he has done, but not as badly as tonight.
Yeah. So I'm not all that shocked by this. And I fell out of being interested in a Bunny versus Adam Rose feud about a month ago. They should have did that match and gotten that done because it's done. But if I can make one positive out of that, Adam Rose has got 1-6 spine buster.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's going to be turning into Leo Kruger soon. He's going to reverse back gimmick.
And what's a Leo Kruger?
Leo Kruger, you know, his character from NXT.
Everybody knows. Why don't you tell us about Leo Kruger?
Well, why so? He was a fucking mental case.
He's a mental case?
Yeah.
Oh, is that... Maybe that's schizo.
Maybe.
From Africa. You know.
And maybe that's why he's Adam Rose right now, because he's schizo.
Yep.
That actually would be a really good gimmick. Like, every once in a while, like, he's like a crazy killer-type character, but then he also thinks he's, like, a British rock star.
Hey, we've seen stranger things in WWE, so be down for that. Why the fuck not? It might give him a little boost back in his career.
No, he could just be Elmer Fudd and Hunt the Buddy. Yeah, there you go.
Elmer Fudd.
He's got the schizo thing going on, but he unfortunately gets stuck with being the lemon. Or, like, the thing of the French fries that was out there this week.
Hmm.
You are listening to The Phil Stevenson Show with your host, Phil Stevenson, where you get your fill on everything involving Phil Stevenson. And now, here's your host, Phil Stevenson.
Hi, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of The Phil Stevenson Show, where we get to talk about everything in the world of Phil Stevenson. I am accepting callers now. If you want to call in, we would love to get your opinions. We're going to go ahead and start right off with our first one. Let's see here. Caller from 540. We got you on The Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson. Who's there? Hello? 540?
This is the ultimate warrior! Whoa. And I'm wondering where the Mega Power Radio is.
What? Did you have an opinion on something or a question you wanted to ask Phil Stevenson?
What? You are not. Is this Mega Powers? Am I messed up?
No. Sir,
you're
on the Phil. Sir, you're on the Phil Stevenson Show at Phil Stevenson. I don't. If you're on the wrong show, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to hang up on you. Sorry. Okay. Well, let's try this again. We got another caller from 412. Caller from 412. You're live on the Phil Stevenson Show at Phil Stevenson.
Hello, Phil. How's it going? It's JD in Pittsburgh. How you doing?
No, JD, what's on your mind, bro?
Not much. Just want to say, get my piece in as far as the Raw show goes tonight.
Raw? What's Raw?
WWE Monday Night Raw. That's what it is.
Okay. What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it was an interesting go-home Christmas show. I mean, they kept the Hulk Hogan stuff to a minimum. There were three good matches on the show, and they did start to tease us with one of the new teams that's coming up to the WWE, The Ascension, which will be making their debut next week. And we'll have to wait and see how it happens. So all in all, I mean, it was an okay show, but I just think, however, they got to get something – the writing's got to get a little bit better, if you ask me.
Now – this was a wrestling show?
Yes.
Now, people write this? I thought this was like, I thought people would just go out there and fight. Like, they write it?
Well, they write it because they have some of the worst writers around, too, mind you.
Oh, so they have underpaid writers at that. Now, do they write, like, when they punch each other? I don't quite understand this.
Well, all I know is how some of the writers, however, used to be former wrestlers, however, and they could be like I said, some of the stuff that they write is a bunch of crap. Some of it's good, most of it's crap, if you ask me.
Sounds a lot like that 2.5 Men show, if you ask me. What a terrible show that was. So it's Christmas season, JD. What's going on for Christmas in that world?
Well, not much, besides the Steelers making the playoffs, however, and the NFL playoffs, however, that's a good thing, however, and you're a fan of any other team, especially in the Ohio region, most notably the sorry-ass Cleveland Browns, you might as well just say you're going home for the season.
Oh, fantastic. All right, JD, thanks for calling in, man. You enjoy. Thanks for coming on the Phil Stevenson Show. We got a next caller from 941. Caller from 941, what's your name? Caller, 941, Phil Stevenson Show. Oh, no, I guess they don't want to be on the Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson. Let's bring on caller from 540. Caller from 540, you're on the Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson.
You are the that's a
oh, my God. Oh, my God. What? Who are these psychos that keep calling in? My God. My God. My God. We got another one here on I'm sorry, folks. I'm just so flustered. We got a caller on the line, Tony Mango. Tony Mango?
Sir?
Excuse me, sir.
Me, sir. I would like to talk about the stuff that we are.
And what would that be?
The Phil Stevenson show, sir.
Did you have an opinion or a question for Phil Stevenson?
Can you be any more Phil Stevenson, sir?
Pretty sure I'm at my maximum level of Phil Stevenson, and if I were any more Phil Stevenson, I'd be filled all the way, Stevenson.
I think that there is an upgrade of Phil Stevensonness that you can reach even more, sir. Mm.
Oh, God. All right, we're back, folks. Got you guys. I'm not really Phil Stevenson. All right. Sean, you there with us, dude?
Yep.
Well, now what do we do? I don't know where we go from here.
I think that we go straight to the top of the Phil Stevenson show.
I'm kind of sad you didn't go the militant or preacher black guy for the show, says Silent Wind of Doom. Hey, we're still looking for your suggestions out there. This was one of our in-house ideas. I'm still waiting for some good ideas from you, the listeners. If you got some ideas on how we can shake things up with our callers and keep them interesting, please tweet them to us at Raw Post Show. Set it on our Facebook page. Comment it on the YouTube video, whichever way is most convenient for y'all. Should we actually bring these guys on?
Sure.
Yeah? All right.
Go for a minute.
Caller from 540.
Hello?
Caller? Hello?
Hello? Were y'all trying to pull a prank on me?
What are you talking about?
A guy named Bill Stevenson called here. And
he called
said,
you?
Bill Stevenson?
No, he's joking with me.
Wait, you know Phil Stevenson?
He's
he
not
called
I got
your
a call
house?
From Bill Stevenson.
He called you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he call you about?
Said, where's Mega I disguised myself as the Ultimate Warrior to try to talk to you guys.
Well, shit, maybe that's how you know Phil Stevenson. You gotta be famous to know that guy.
Well, how y'all doing anyway?
Oh, we're great, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You having a good Christmas weekend?
I just spoke with JD just now, and we talked about the two matches that were pretty darn good. Harper and Ziggler was the first match I liked. And the Miracle on 34th Street fight match between Wyatt and Ambrose, I must say that was way better than TLC.
Uh-huh. Without the gimmicks and relying on that, they actually had to go out there and try to have good matches. And sometimes they actually did pull that off. But for the most part, this show dragged for me. Not quite as bad as TLC. Maybe it's because of the commercial breaks, as funny as that is. The commercial breaks actually allowed things to breathe and for me to focus on other things on purpose rather than just because, I was bored.
Okay. Have you got JD on the line?
I think we do. Yeah.
JD, are you there?
No, I guess not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, about the Royal Rumble. It's time to talk about the Royal Rumble. Roman Reigns, we know, is already in the Royal Rumble, but I could see more stars like Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, and Seth.
Yeah, I'm already fucking bored. Okay, well, we got some new people in the chat room. We got Taking Shots here. What's up, Taking Shots? This is your first time listening to the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. You're getting an excellent first impression, I'm sure. JT77, I don't think we've seen you in a while. Good to have you back, too. Guys, I have no idea what the hell to talk about anymore. We already talked about some of the biggest moments that happened on the show, and there really wasn't much else. I guess we could talk a little bit more about the Miracle on 34th Street fight.
I don't know. There's a whole lot more to talk about. They really just kind of threw each other into a couple of trees and a couple of empty boxes.
Hmm.
Well, another thing I thought was kind of funny, though, was in the Rusev Piper's Pit segment. And this is just a stupid little thing that, of course, I fucking laughed at. But when Piper introduces Ryback as being, I put a bow on him, Ryback comes out, looks down at the bow, and does that little heh-heh chuck. He's just kind of like, bow, you see, because it's on me. All right, now I'm going to go kick some ass.
I'm a big gift.
There's another good line, too. Michael Cole said something or whatever. He asked a question or something. And JB, I just said that. Cole goes, sorry, John, I don't listen to you.
Yeah, he did. And I think he says a New Year's resolution where he's going to try not to pay attention to him either.
Yeah. You can tell that those two have so much more fun together than Lawler. Lawler's just out there as like, hey, guys, I have an episode of Raw. And they're like, ugh.
He really is an odd third man with them.
Yeah. He should just kind of fade his way out. Maybe if they want to keep him around, keep him on, like, special shows every once in a while. Put him on, like, a rare episode of SmackDown or, you know what?
I'm sure he's really good for Saturday Morning Slam.
Sure. Yeah. But even do like Superstars or something like that. Have him work with like who the fuck does Superstars?
I don't fucking know.
Stanford?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's Stanford. Some black guy and some white guy.
Byron yeah. Saxton and
Todd Phillips.
Corpola guy. Maybe Tom Phillips, yeah. Or maybe Rich Brennan. Maybe they bumped him up or something. I don't know.
He's a very generic, boring looking dude.
That's like most of them now. Rich Brennan is no different than Tom Phillips, who, oddly enough, is no different from Byron Saxton other than, you know, ethnicity. But it doesn't matter when you're just listening to the guys. But they're all kind of the same. So why not throw Lawler in the mix with one of those guys or something like that? Have them sort of like have to work their way through the company to get to like a better seat.
Mm.
Guys can deal with Lawler up to SmackDown or something.
Hold on a second. Okay, we got Caller from 540 back on. Caller from 540, you there?
What?
Caller?
What?
Can you hear me, Caller?
What?
Who's this? You're on the Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, you son of a bitch! You dumb son of a bitch!
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you not to curse while we're live on the air. This is the Phil Stevenson program. We do not allow such crude language. Do you have a question?
I'm going to stomp a mud hole!
All right, well, had to let that one go. All right, guys, so where were we?
What does Phil Stevenson do? We got to figure that out. Like, what's the show about?
It's about Phil Stevenson.
Just Phil Stevenson.
It's a documentary of his life, dude.
Yeah. And
it's the Phil Stevenson show. Where you get your fill on Phil Stevenson.
Oh, man. That Phil Stevenson, he's been all around the place, hasn't he?
Yeah. And he still has time to call the little man. Yeah. Like, not Jeff.
Although, if there's one thing that we know about Phil Stevenson, is that he does not appreciate when people call him a dumb son of a bitch.
Leverage the fuck, man.
Excuse
God.
Me, sir.
Excuse me, sir. I wanted to talk to Phil Stevenson.
But the voice I've been doing to be Drew's background, so that's where that starts from.
Oh, I like Silent Wind the Doom's backstory. I'm telling you, he's the premier professional doll collector of the Midwest.
I think we gotta go with that.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about dolls, though, so don't expect me to start thinking of something on the fly.
Okay.
Bring the authority caller. Back. It's under my power.
Caller from 412?
Yes.
Hey, did you have any questions about dolls?
No, I just said Dolph's the best, however, and he's been kicking butt, and I think he's going to have a great 2015. What do you think? That's my...
Are you talking about Dolph? No, Dolph.
Oh my goodness.
Dolph Ziggler.
I am so done. Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
We're so evil.
We're pretty bad.
But listen, what's going to happen at Christmas time is that, like, hey, stop being a Grinch, or Scrooge will be like, nah, all right, and then we'll get gifts and stuff. So it's all right. We picked the best time of the year to be assholes.
Listen, we're trying to provide an entertaining product for you, the fans. And if WWE isn't going to give us something proper to discuss on the intended format that we wanted to have, then we must do what we must to create an entertaining show for you, our fans, because that's all we want to do.
By the way, I don't know why that reminded me of it, but when you were going through the backlogs of the old episodes, what was the match that you had said a year ago? I was like, I guarantee this is going to be WrestleMania.
Oh, you said for this was around December. You said come WrestleMania 30, you guaranteed Randy Orton was going to be going into it as the world champion. You got that. But you guaranteed that the winner of the Royal Rumble and his opponent would be CM Punk. 100%.
You know, that actually is not too bad of a prediction that I had, though. I mean, it obviously was completely fucking wrong.
Oh, was it that bad? It was just completely fucking wrong.
Back in the day, I wouldn't have guessed that Punk would leave the company, you know? I figured that he would bitch and complain and they would just cave into him. I never thought that
back in the day, it was only a month before he left.
Yeah. Well, you remember how long it took for everybody to officially declare that he was... It was like July or something it took.
Really? I'm pretty sure people knew he was gone like the next week.
It was months of everybody going like, well, he could come back at any time and he's going to show up at WrestleMania and he's going to... And it was just like, I don't know about that. Like,
it's still
I think the only person who believed that was Wago. And now Sean.
Returned imminent.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Natty won a thing. Yeah, Silent Doom says Natty won a thing. Natty won a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's going to lose the Royal Rumble, though. She's also going to lose her marriage, apparently.
I'm really, like, looking through all the matches we had tonight. We have, like, Miz versus Jimmy Uso and Fandango versus Jack Swagger. And I really have nothing at all to say about this fucking show.
Actually,
were they both squash matches?
It was a lot of squash matches. I mean, should this just be okay because it's supposed to be like a holiday show? Is it okay to phone it in because they don't want to put in the effort as we're going into this big day? Do they expect to have a low number just because, you know, people might be on vacation or whatever it may be?
To an extent, I can kind of back them up on it. They were recorded, apparently, Main Event and SmackDown on Sunday night to kind of get that out of the way, which I think is a pretty smart idea, because who the fuck's going to want to work, like, tomorrow? Oh, wait, we are. in the Raw situation, I don't know, man. One of these Raw episodes was going to be a guaranteed flop, and you know, it was either going to be the 22nd or the 29th, I think. Is that next Monday? Yeah.
Why not both?
It might be. I don't know. But I think that they're going to put a little bit more effort into the Edge and Christian one, if the very not the least, because Edge and Christian will probably put the effort in. They will more than likely be on for more than one segment, and that could end up making the show much better, too, because one segment of Hogan coming out and going, hey, guys, if you didn't watch the first minute and a half of this program where we announced all the matches that were happening, or you didn't get the WWE app where we announced all the matches that were happening, or you didn't go to WWE.com where we announced all the matches that were going to happen, let me tell you what all the matches that are going to happen tonight. And then it's like, fuck. John Cena came out. I wonder what he's going to do. Is he going to declare that he wants a rematch? All right, well, 8 minutes later, we're going to get our rematch. Awesome. You know, that's the kind of shit
thanks,
that
Hogan.
I can't stand. Yeah, thanks for helping us out with that, Hogan. Ho, ho, ho. I'll see you guys later. Like, I don't know. There's really no, for the most part, of having a shit show in any situation. Because even if you can write it off as saying, like, yeah, but we don't want to do a whole lot of work because it's the holidays, it's still a bad show and you should still get criticized for having a bad show. But
it was bad, and you should feel bad.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little bit more lenient on them one this kind of time, though, because, hell, if I were them, I wouldn't want to be dealing with Vince's nonsense and travel and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, just want to remind everyone out there listening, you're listening to us live on megapowersradio.com. If at any point during the show you want to join the conversation, dial in using your phone, area code 760-512-7247, or jump in the chat room and hang out with cool folks like JT77, Not Ferris, Wazili, and Silent Wind of Doom.
JT77 comes from a long of JTs. The first 76 did well. I hope 77 does their names pretty well.
And I see a number of guests hanging out, as I usually say every week. If you are a guest and you're listening to us live, you should go and register with blogtalkradio.com and join the chat room with all those cool folks there. Silent Wind of Doom asks a question. Has Hogan done anything worthwhile since WrestleMania? And I really would have to say no. Like, every time he's come out, it's just a shill 999 or shill Susan G. Komen or shill Santa.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that he's done since then that I gave a shit about. Not the same breast cancer.
And you know what, though? I'm still happier to see him doing that than what he was doing in TNA.
Yeah, that's true. I'd rather him come out, waste 5 minutes of my time, and be in the WWE family than for him to be in TNA wasting zero of my time, because I ain't watching that shit, but just being sad and depressed and alone.
Oh, that was really sad.
Yeah. Bless. Well, TNA is sad. So.
Well, I think we need to lighten up a little bit here. So, Color from 540, we got you live on the Phil Stevenson Show. Color from 540, you are on the premier doll collecting show of the Midwest. You have any questions?
I have a question.
You have a question about
Why
dolls?
Why are you calling when it's supposed to be the Mega Powers Radio?
What is with these weird callers? Why do you keep calling me, you weirdo? Stop calling into the Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson.
Why do I keep calling you?
Oh, my goodness. He's gone.
What was that impression? Is this just like generic wrestler talks like this?
I don't know if it was Warrior or Vader or what it was supposed to be.
I was thinking like Road Warriors.
Is that a little like
Venom? Or, I don't know. Fuck.
Maybe it was Venom.
Maybe it was Bill Stevenson.
It's Phil Stevenson's older brother, Bill.
They've had a sibling rivalry for a long time, and he keeps getting back at them. We're building a lot of plots in this, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're building more effort and plot into this than they did on the episode of Raw. That's really awful.
This would be a fantastic storyline. You know, like, there's trying to have, like, a talk show segment, and then Bill shows up on the Titantron.
And we could have Vince McMahon, like, build the whole thing up, and he'd be like, that's gotta be Bill!
Oh wow, this is a great recurring joke to start as we're finishing off the year. Maybe if you hurry, you might be able to vote for it enough to win recurring joke of the year on the Smart Out Moment Awards. While you're there, make sure you vote for Mike Payton as guest host of the year.
Got anything to say about that, Sean?
As long as Drew doesn't win, I don't give a shit.
That's right. Sean's already had his crown. He's willing to pass it on.
Drew
future.
Is in the lead right now, I think, unless you count in the negative votes, which, by the way, guys, too, what do you think that we should do with this? Should I count negative votes against people? Like, if you voted for, three people voted for person X for the best and five people voted them for the worst, should that count as three votes for yes, five votes for no, or whatever the hell I just said, or should it be, like, negative votes to count in and... How do you think that should factor in? I'm leaning towards doing that, but...
Fuck out. X is on -2 points, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I'm counting as.
Math.
So Drew is on 0 points, all right?
I think Drew right now is 14 for best and 14 for worst. To equate out to zero and, you know, be right in the middle for that.
But I got like 3 votes.
I don't know. Let me bring that up a little bit.
Some sad fuckers have voted for me. And I have no idea who they are, so thank you, guys.
Was one of them you?
Nope. I voted for Wego.
For Wego? What the fuck?
I voted for Kodos. Sean, you did
vote for my countryman.
You have three votes for best and first, so you would balance out the two votes for best.
Yes.
I don't think it's Smackies. I think he calls it the Smarkies, although I do like Smackies.
Yeah, I haven't quite decided.
Smackies.
Smack out moment.
Oh, by the way, it's tied now. Drew, Payton, and Wego all have 14 votes for the best. So if you factor in all of the negative votes, Payton would be in the lead right now.
Woo! And if you just go ahead and vote for me, then I'll have the guaranteed best votes anyway, so then Drew has no right to complain. So go ahead. I just dropped a link inside the chat room. Go and vote for Mike Payton as best guest host of the year. While you're there, go ahead and vote for Drew as the worst, too. And then vote for all your favorite recurring jokes, because that's the best part to look through and just scan and chuckle as you recall all the hilarious things we've said throughout the years. Or this year, rather.
And one of the other best parts for us to go through is the comments that people have left. And damn, you guys are too mean to Miguel a little bit here.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we're also getting ones that are like, yeah, maybe like Miguel should break his neck and die.
Yeah, that's like, damn, dude. Miguel should break his neck and die. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I think you fans have been listening to us too much. You're really like picking up our our mean attitudes. Wazili saying, wow, that's a lot of choices. Yeah, we have a lot of inside jokes.
We actually have some that I didn't put on there too.
Mm-hmm. No, we have a number of jokes we don't even let you guys in on because they actually are too mean. Silent Wind to Doom, maybe Miguel should get shot.
That was good, Silent Wind to Doom. Ferris, I should say, who has the most negative votes right now, that's Miguel. Yeah, Miguel is stealing that competition. Although he's not beating Drew by too much.
No, but he's also getting the worst in, like, every aspect.
Yeah.
Like, his jokes all have, like, the worst votes, and his outros have all the worst votes.
And if you guys are too down past Smack Talk, I thought that he was good on that. So
yeah. Yeah. I think people just haven't gotten to know Miguel. However, if you want to go ahead and vote for Jester as the worst, be my guest.
I do think it's funny that Jester, Brayden, and Dace have gotten... actually, I don't think that Dace has gotten any negative votes. No, Dace hasn't. All right, so Jester and Brayden have gotten negative votes.
They got, but Brayden got no positive votes either.
Yeah. Brayden was the staple of the show for a long time. I don't know why everybody... But
he was the first host of the year.
Oh, yeah, he was. That's right.
Yeah.
Going back
to Silent Wind of Doom. Jester, stop making up people.
So would we go so far as to say that you don't even get that reference?
That's funny, actually, especially when I was going back and listening to some of these really early Raw post shows from the first days of Mega Powers Radio, and Jester's there on like every single one of them. So this is not a made-up person. This was before Wego even came around, Wego was a thing.
Before Phil Stevenson showed up on the show.
Or Bill.
Well, was the only guy I vote for Bill Stevenson? No, because he's the bad guy.
Yeah, you got to vote for Phil Stevenson. Although, we should be democratic. If they want to vote for the bad guys, they should be able to vote for the bad guys.
So I should throw Razor Ramon on there? Can you vote for the big guy, too? Yeah, I know. This is bad, but I had to. So El Torito was a reindeer tonight. Yeah, that was bad. There's a transition.
Oh, I forgot that was a thing. I turn him off every time they're on my tally.
And he pinned Cody Rhodes.
Oh, he pinned Cody? I thought he pinned Goldust.
Did he pin Goldust? Oh, I don't know. He pinned Goldust.
Who gives a shit?
I don't know. They all look the same to me.
Yeah. I kind of like looked away, and then when I looked back, they were both kind of standing outside the ring going, oh, fuck, he beat me. And
Yeah, I was pretty much in the same situation.
I don't think he PO'd Goldust, though, was he? I think he pinned him.
Jesus. Where's Wego and Drew? We need them on this because we're not talking about Raw anymore. They could be. We need
some bells. Bing!
You sure you don't want three dongs instead?
Every time a dong rings, an angel gets its wings.
I don't think we want three dongs because that was one of the least liked jokes according to the Smart Guy Poll. Evidently, people don't like Taker's dongs.
It's not doing as bad anymore. Especially when you compare, like, Miguel's Mark Madden impression has 13 votes. That's over twice as many bad votes as the three dongs have gotten. So it was just a couple people at the beginning of the three dongs joke, and a couple people really didn't like the Roy, too, but people came around.
It was probably that Luke fella.
Silent Wind of Doom says, can we comment on the fact that Lawler should totally know who the great Gazoo is, especially because he's so old? And can someone correct me? But, you know, they said, like, this is Christmas, so we talk about the Grinch. Didn't the great Gazoo debut on a Christmas episode of the Flintstones? Am I wrong on that?
I don't know. I never liked the Flintstones.
Where's Brian the Brain? He's an old fart. He could tell us.
He debuted in 1997.
Pretty sure he debuted in, like, 1937.
I do like Osmodiar better from The Simpsons. A little Simpsons reference out there to those people. The parody of it. Yeah.
You want to try Seinfeld one while you're at it?
I can't think of any. But if I think on for Smack Talk or something.
So Royal Rumble's coming up, and Tony and I are going to be heading to Philadelphia to see that. And at this point, it doesn't look like I have any idea what's going to be happening in that event other than John Cena versus Brock Lesnar for the 400th time. I don't know. I don't know who to be excited for as far as a Rumble contender. I don't know if there's anything on the undercard I could even give a shit, which is generally the case with the Royal Rumble. They don't always make the undercard anything stellar. I don't know. I just don't feel like we're getting started on this road to WrestleMania. I feel like we're in that horrible middle of the summer period.
Yeah, I can kind of agree. I think it's going to pick up a little bit of pace, though. Right now, we're in that, like you said, the middle of the summer kind of thing. We're also at the end of the year where everybody kind of gives up a little bit, and they know that there's a multiple set of weeks before they can really have to start building it up. So if we don't see anything happen at the beginning of it, then we know that we're getting fucked.
Caller from 540, you're on the Phil Stevenson Show. Caller from 540, you there? Caller?
Mr. Vader?
Oh my fucking god! Oh god! Oh fucking god! I don't know why these fucking psychos keep calling into my fucking show! You're ruining the Phil Stevenson Show for Phil Stevenson! Stop it! Okay, he's gone.
By the way, everybody, it just turned 12:02. I didn't notice that until right now, but happy Festivus, everybody. There's your Seinfeld joke.
Thank you.
So, Not Ferris is throwing out a little reference to O Outro Tree.
Yeah?
Speaking of the Smackies, I guess we are calling it the Smackies. It makes more sense than the Smarkies. I don't know. That, too. Smarkies or Smackies? I must protest if
it's a mallet or gavel. Win.
Thank you.
Maybe we should have put that on the awards, which we should have named it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got a caller. Let's bring him on and see what we got here. Caller from 661. Who's there? Caller from 661.
Hello, are you talking? Yeah, are you talking to me?
I am. Caller from 661. How you doing? What's your name?
That's weird. Sorry, I didn't know my number was actually 661. That's weird. That's okay.
Okay.
I love your... Sorry, I'm with a long... long time.
Excellent. Unfortunately, it sounds like we are getting a little bit of interference. I can only understand like every other word you're saying. I'm trying to hear. What did you say your name was?
Sorry. My name is Antona.
Antona? Great having you call in, Antona. Yes. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, good. Thank God. Thank God you weren't going to make fun of my name because my parents were retarded and half the people I meet are...
We don't automatically make fun of everyone right off the bat. They have to earn that distinction.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, great. Well, my name is Antona. Yeah, my parents were retarded, and I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay.
So, yeah, half my cousins impregnated each other, too. So let's just get past that. But I love the show.
That's great.
No, first time, long time. I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener.
Excellent. Well, any thoughts on Raw tonight?
Yes, I thought it was really Raw and raw and dirty. I loved it. I thought Roman Reigns fucking rocked that shit.
Yeah?
Is he
someone you're excited for the Royal Rumble?
I think he did good last year, but come on, let's be honest. He's going to win that shit. He's out with an injury, and he comes back, and... I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but I honestly think, like, is there any other... Who else would win the Royal Rumble?
I don't know. Maybe some kind of, like, Klingon robot or something.
Are you fucking with me right now? Are you making fun of my name? I'll fuck your mama. And I won't fuck you back.
Oh, that was fantastic. Thank you, caller. That was good. Glad to have you. Oh, fuck your mom. Seriously, whoever that was a good call. Thank you. That escalated quickly. Yeah, that's correct, not Ferris. Thank you. What the hell were we talking about? Wasn't Raw. Raw was really Raw tonight, wasn't it?
Voting for the Smackies and
Oh, we're just gonna call it that now? We're just gonna go with the Smackies.
The Smalkies for the people that do the typos and stuff, I don't know.
Damn.
We went somewhere for that.
Really fat.
Who's fat?
These birds on Tinder.
He's fat.
They're like
So they're fat birds, not fit birds.
They're like fucking elephants, dude.
I had some pretty good luck with Tinder lately, just saying.
The Raw Post Show, everybody, where we talk about Sean's dating life with Tinder and how raw the show was.
It's very raw.
Silent Wind to Doom saying, Raw is really raw tonight is the new It Was a Match. You know where to find us. I think we're going to take a break. I think that's what we need. I think we just got to take a short break, clear our minds. We'll be back in just a moment.
You are listening to The Phil Stevenson Show with your host, Phil Stevenson, where you get your fill on everything involving Phil Stevenson. And now, here's your host, Phil Stevenson.
All right, people, we're back on part two of the Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson, the premier dog collector of the Midwest. All your solutions, everything you want to hear. Let's bring on our first caller for the second hour. Hello? Call caller from 540. You're on the Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Caller from 540. What's your name? Hello? All right. Caller from 540 has got nothing to say. Well, we're going to continue the conversation here on the Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson. We're going to bring in a caller from Skype. Tokdai? Wherever the fuck you are. Are you there? Hello? Huh. Oh, we'll try another caller then from the regular line. Caller 540, you there?
Hello?
Hi, caller 540, you're on the Phil Stevenson Show with Phil Stevenson. What's your name, where you're calling from?
This is bullshit.
What's up? I cannot have you calling in with such language, sir. All right, we're just going to let that one go. No, just keep calling bad calls. All right, fuck this shit. Tony, you there? Tony, Sean?
Yep.
Yep.
This is bullshit. I'm pretty sure it's been Eric Wrestler, Ferris.
Oh. Let's bring on our next caller, Silent Wind of Doom. Silent Wind of Doom,
hi.
You there, bro? How you doing?
Hello. I'm here. How you guys doing?
Oh, tremendous, man.
Are your parents retarded from Wisconsin, too? Like our last caller?
No, I just named Silent because they were hippies. They weren't stupid hippies, though. They were hippies.
What?
Worked out well.
Silent Wind of Doom.
Don't mind me. I've been drinking. I was actually trying to rush really quickly and call in so that I could call into Jada's Phil Stevenson. But not JD, not Jeff, but I did make it in time.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. But you're still having a good time here at the Rob Post Show. I don't know who this Phil Stevenson guy is, but you know, we appreciate you calling in here. So what did you think about Raw tonight?
It was a show. I did skip around a lot.
Thanks, Drew.
Some things were nice, yeah. some of Paige looked amazing. I didn't realize how much I kind of missed seeing her every night. But I saw her, I was like, wow. I was like, wait, I haven't seen Paige a lot, have I?
No, Paige hasn't been around in, like, seriously, like 2 months. It's been quite a while.
Yeah. It's a shame.
And she just looks smoky.
I agree.
So much. I really, there really wasn't no besides the Kane cameo was really weird.
Cameo.
Rollins. Freaking Rollins lost to Cena. When is the last time Rollins like won a good match? Like, couldn't you at least have him like win dirty something so he at least looks, you know, like can do something? Instead of losing every time.
Didn't he just win the steel cage match last week on Raw against John Cena?
But he did.
Was there a steel cage match against John Cena last week?
Yeah, the one that Brock Lesnar came out and ruined John Cena's shit. Did you watch Raw last week? Because I didn't, and I still saw that.
I know, yeah. I forgot about last week's Raw. I know Brock Lesnar came out a bit. Jericho was there.
You mean you didn't get that refresher? I did it to you on NXT and main event and SmackDown and the beginning of Raw tonight.
I didn't watch any of them.
You didn't check up WWE.com and YouTube for the clips of the week when they would show you the same bullshit over and over again anyway, and watch the pre-show or the post-show, you know.
They do that?
I don't know.
I haven't. I can't remember the last time I've been on the website. I've been on the network lately. I've been watching through the Monday Night War.
Yes, an excellent series.
I'm kind of sad the way because I thought it was going to be like chronological from the beginning to end.
Yeah, I was a little upset about that, but after I got over it and I gave it a chance, I've really enjoyed most of the episodes. In fact, they had an episode that went up earlier this week. It was about the click, and they pulled it down.
Yeah. Really?
They pulled it down. I'm like, where the hell did it go? Because I wanted to rewatch a certain part of it, and I couldn't believe that something in there they must have regretted putting in there, because they did show a lot of stuff and use a lot of lingo and tell a lot of backstage stories. I was kind of shocked that they had thrown it in there.
Yeah.
But like the Mick Foley one, the Jericho one, the Luchadors one, and even the Divas one were all excellent episodes of that series.
Yeah. I have 5 or 6 more to watch, but it's been good. It's just with the way they've been doing it in terms of my subject. If you watch them all back to back, you start seeing some things over and over again.
You do. It's not a show to binge.
Turner's congratulated 20 years of WCW like 20 times, and I think McMahon must be loving that every episode ends with them announcing that he won.
Yeah.
Episode credits.
Well, and every episode also begins with it saying like "Made room for a king to be crowned" or something like that, and it's like him holding his arms out, like looking up in the air, like he's a god or something.
Yeah. Sting Undertaker was also nice.
No, Sting Undertaker was an excellent episode, yes.
What the heck is the Sting storyline?
He's a vigilante.
He showed up. First of all, I was kind of not quite yelling at the screen, but I was just I don't know what to do with the whole, you know, you guys failed me. You know, how dare you? I trusted you. Match, you failed me, so you have to go away. A guy came out of nowhere that had never been in the company, but no, it's their fault. McMahon is very disappointed in them. There's no logic to storyline. It kills me. I know how silly that sounds, but it's just crazy. And then he never showed up again. I mentioned him a lot, but he never shows up again. It's just weird.
I think he's just on that Brock Lesnar schedule. We'll probably see him at Royal Rumble, honestly. I would suspect. That would be nuts. Which would be great because we're going to be there. Woo! Going to see Sting.
You talking about Sting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not expecting to see Sting at the Royal Rumble.
Did you guys ever mention or hear the whole rumor that was going out? I actually saw it in mainstream news about Undertaker.
What's that? That he's old as fuck?
At WrestleMania?
Oh, that he's possibly wrestling again?
Yeah. They said that it had been leaked that if he was cleared, he was going to face Bray Wyatt.
We'll get into details of that. I don't know if you heard, we're doing a live edition of Smack Talk immediately after this show, so it's a doubleheader tonight.
Please.
So we're going to be doing the hot tags on that. We'll do a detailed description of that. But I mean, just for those listening now, my understanding is that there was some truck that had the Undertaker on it. That was a WrestleMania labeled truck. Anything beyond that, as far as this whole thing facing Bray Wyatt, sounds like a bunch of scoop scuttlebutt to me right now. There's a limited number of Undertaker matches left, and I don't think that's one that you would want to do.
Yep.
I don't know. I was just saying, if he shows up at Rumble, who freaking knows what's going on?
That's got to be Sting. Yeah. What'd you think about the Adam Rose turning on the bunny tonight? I know you've been horribly intrigued this match.
Not at all. I didn't care. I don't. I fast forward through most of it. It happened. I just said that because it was something that happened. I was grasping at straws. I do want to say that I really, really liked the match last week. They
who
actually.
Who was the hot rosebud?
Oh, I said that before going to the commercial. I called her AJ Light. There was a girl that looked kind of like if you paid a low rent company to AJ to your kid's birthday party or something. I don't know. She looked kind of like maybe.
So she was Tia,
like
Tia
a fake
Cyrus?
AJ Lee or something in the group of them. But I really liked this match last week with Kane because they actually made Tia Cyrus look her up. All right.
Yeah. Look her up. You'll like her work. I promise.
Are we doing this again? It's been a while.
We might need to update our Rolodexes here.
I'm going to give myself credit on this. I was like, that they got to play the part on the Rosebud today. I did not think that we were going in that direction. So I'm going to pat myself on the back instead of doing something else with my hands.
Do we still have Sean? Did he go off?
No, Sean's here.
Sean's probably got a best of.
Yeah. Sean might be wanking, but he's here.
I'm just looking at birds on Tinder, that's all.
anything?
No, it is.
Anything of note there?
Nope.
I'm asking Sean. Anything of note on the Tinders?
No, they all look the same. They're all fat. They all look like they eat birthday cake.
Man,
at lunch.
You're from the wrong part of the world, man.
Dude, I'm from the Welsh Valleys. So if they're not pregnant, then it's a catch.
I like that qualifier, though. They all ate birthday cakes for lunch.
Whole cakes for lunch.
Yeah. It would have been, you know, okay if they would have eaten it for breakfast or for dinner, but, man, they eat that at lunch. It's
you know.
Great.
Yeah, then you're just lobby all afternoon.
Yeah.
Loki. Fucking Brits being all Loki.
With their gammy legs.
And the Mackie D's.
Ferris419 asks, how is that Tinder, Sean? As an attached guy, I've never used it, but everybody talks about it. How is Tinder, Sean?
I've talked two birds from there, so can't complain.
Tony, you got anything to say about Tinder?
I'm not a big fan of it. I can't seem to get people that aren't crazy on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last person that I talked to, she... So let me see if I can bring that up while I've got my phone in front of me, because I might not end up doing it justice. Ended up talking about something about she has dreams that she goes to work, but about like, but she likes, she's a good whatever. And I'm like, I said, oh, like, what the fuck? Just jumped right into this, Debbie.
Debbie.
Dude.
Here's a nice tea.
I went on a Plenty of Fish date the other day, and I shit you not, the first thing she said to me was, I want to have your babies.
Sounds awesome.
You should have been like, well, can we have dinner first?
I was like, wow, that was a bit forward. And then she gave me a lock of her hair.
I think what she meant was she wanted to have his babies for dinner.
She gave me a lock of her hair, and she goes, now a part of me will always be with you.
I'm like, surprised she didn't make you eat it.
That's fucking crazy.
No, that's when you know she's nuts, if she, like, made you eat it.
I'm pretty sure that she's on the nuts level when she just cuts off her hair and gives it to you anyway.
No, that's sweet, dude. That's what, like, girls used to do in, like, the 50s.
On a first date?
Yeah, sure.
I don't remember them doing that in It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, she obviously...
terribly depressing movie.
She obviously didn't have enough moxie to do that.
Well, Mary, I just wanted to rub your cheek. I didn't want some of your hair.
Can't you give me a part of your cheek instead?
Well, Joe's got some. Fred's got some of your hair.
Well, your hair is in Joe's house. And your hair is in Bill's garage. And your hair is in Phil's sink.
Yeah, but looking back on it, I should have banged her. She wasn't mentally stable, so it would have been a right choice.
Yeah,
for me to
she would have gotten really attached. And if that's not the one you want to stick around for a while, then it's probably not a good move.
Did you go on a dinner date or a lunch date? Because if she was eating a birthday cake, then I'd be.
That's a red flag right there.
She had three salads, though, which was weird.
With three?
What the fuck is the point?
Did she order three salads, or did she, like, order a salad for a meal, and then it came with a salad and mustard salad?
And did she order all three at once, or did she, like, order one, ate it all, and realized it wasn't enough, and then got another one?
We got a pub chain in the UK called The Harvester, and you get free salad with every meal, and it's unlimited, this unlimited supply of salad, and she went up three times to the salad bar.
That's not too bad.
No, yeah. You made that sound way worse.
Yeah, I'm picturing, like, she got, like, three huge chicken salads or something. Like
no,
that.
No, they were, like, three big bowls of salad.
Like the big bowl from Olive Garden?
The big
bowl. I have no idea what that is, but...
It's the but sister just, restaurant.
It's like a popcorn tub.
Oh, jeez.
That's bad.
Yeah. Which was weird, because on the third time she went up, it wasn't nothing but bread.
I don't think that counts.
Yeah, it's not even remotely a salad. That's a plate of bread.
Dude, I've never been a big fan of salad, but if somebody gave me a bread salad, I'm totally down for it. It's like got different types of bread in it, like you know, garlic bread,
bread. There's a pretzel roll in there.
Some pumpernickel and some wheat. Look, man. I even put some oil on it with butter.
It's dressing.
That's when the alarm bell started ringing, was when she had the plate full of bread.
Not with tea.
You going on
the
date.
Wanting your baby.
The alarm bells went off when she brought back the plate full. Just that situation is hilarious. Just sitting at a table and a girl walks back with a plate full of bread. And it's just like, holy shit, you are nuts.
And she's like, well, I didn't want to order three salads at the beginning of it. And I have to explain to the waiter that the third would be all bread.
And she nicked my black pudding as well.
What is black pudding? Because it sounds disgusting.
Black pudding is pig's heart.
Ew, pig fart?
No, pig heart.
She should have eaten it because I wouldn't have fucking eaten it.
She can have all the black pudding she wants.
That's amazing.
Did she grab it with her hand and make a huge bite out of it?
That would actually be kind of hot.
She just took it off my plate with a fucking fork. It's like, what the fuck? I don't food shit.
Oh, it's like...
It explains why she was that big, though.
That's like cute and intimate. What are you talking about? She just wanted... She was trying to steal your heart away from you.
Dude, she was the size of King Kong Bundy. Mixed with the Big Show.
Wait, this was on what, Tinder? Or was it on Plenty of Fish, you said?
Plenty of Fish.
You sure she didn't just eat the rest of the fish?
She probably did, but...
There's plenty of fish in me. Is that how this saying goes?
She at least have one of the hairstyles of one of them.
She's like, I'll have three fish for dinner.
No, I gotta agree with Not Ferris. Crazy girls are usually the best in bed. I dig crazy chicks.
I don't know, she probably would have suffocated me.
Doc Ferris, plenty of salad and bread. That's the website she should have been on.
Is that like the Scoop Scoop Scoops version of dating websites now that we're going to make? Plenty of salad and bread.
The All Bread Show.
Where the two of you can break bread together and eat three salads. What was this lovely lady's name, if you can give out her name? Not her full name, obviously.
Her name was Shelly.
Shelly?
Shelly.
Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
Shelly,
you're so smelly. Right, was.
Was she?
Well, smelly? I have no idea. I didn't get that close.
But she, like, took your pig's heart.
Yeah, she did. She was, like, fucking Captain Fantastic, dude.
Didn't sound very fantastic.
Oh, whatever. Who gives a fuck? I don't write for fanboys. I'm supposed to, but I don't. Just don't tell the boss.
No, the boss is in the call, buddy. I'm afraid I got some bad news.
You do write for fanboys, but everybody has to edit everything so it gets to a point where it doesn't count.
Hey, I just want to remind everyone that we're going to be heading into a doubleheader tonight where we're going to be doing a live episode of Smack Talk in a little bit. We're going to be wrapping up this show in just a short while. You want to head over to that link that I just dropped inside the chat room there. That's going to be the next show that we're doing. To stay tuned live here on MegaPowersRadio.com for the doubleheader of the Raw Post Show and Smack Talk. We might even be able just to stay here on the board, but you folks, unfortunately, you have to click that link in the chat room. Don't do it now, but I'll drop it again a little bit later. But if you want to save it so you have easy access, there it is for you.
Yeah, if we get to the point where it doesn't just transition over, then you guys might have to just like hit that refresh button, you know?
I don't have to call in again, do I? Because
I'm hoping that we could just sit on the board. I don't think we're going to have to do that. I've never done this before. This is new.
Oh.
We're breaking new ground and making some bread.
Territory.
Indeed. Well.
The Monday Night Raw, huh?
Yeah. We actually did talk about it more than I thought we would. I think we probably spent like a whole 15 minutes of actual conversation about Raw. Which, considering how dead my notes are, I didn't think that I would get that.
Is JD still on the line, by the way?
I don't know. There's still a few people on the line, actually. We got 818, 540, Silent Wind of Doom.
So I do have a question for him this week, but I don't know if I should risk it by...
JD, you there with us, dude?
Yeah, guys. I've been waiting for you guys all night. What's going on?
Oh, man. Freaking, we've had like a shit ton of callers. How you doing, man?
Good, guys. I can imagine. I just want to wish you guys Merry Christmas first off and see how you guys are doing tonight.
Merry Christmas to you too, man.
Absolutely Merry Christmas. Yeah. Unfortunately, it wasn't a very merry edition of Raw tonight, but we're all having fun anyway. How you doing, dude?
Not too bad. Getting ready for Christmas. Got to work in the morning, but other than that, I figured I'd stay up a little late, talk to you guys as well, and get my Raw thoughts in before we ask JD anything. It's about time we ban on him for at least 1 week. I mean, for one thing, but I mean, I got to say, as far as Raw goes tonight, I mean, it wasn't a bad show. I mean, they kept the Hogan stuff to a minimum. They had three good matches. They had one pretty shitty match, or two shitty matches, if you will. And overall, I mean, hopefully it'll be a better rating than it was last week. I mean, last week it was 266. This week it should be up a little bit with Hogan hosting the show. Of course, next week you got Edge and Christian hosting the show. And of course, you got the Ascension making their debut, which I think their first night in, I could see them making a big impact, however. And there's also talk that Brock Lesnar is supposed to be there as well, in the nation's capital. So I think they're going to end the year off, hopefully, with a bang, because tonight they kind of did okay. But like I said, they could have done just a little bit better. So high point, low point before we ask JD anything. I think the highlight of the night was the main event. The worst match of the night, if you want to call it the worst, was probably this whole thing with Daddy and Nikki. I don't know what the hell Tyson Kidd's trying to do by flirting with Nikki Bella when he's supposed to be married to Nia. I mean, that was just absolutely a shitty thing to do. It was just drab and boring. So
why go out like for burgers when you got steak at home, man?
I think what he's trying to do is Nikki Bella.
Or feed her bread. But all in all, I mean, it was a good show, so we'll have to wait and see what happens when the lanes are announced tomorrow. So that being said, those are my thoughts. So I guess we're ready for the Christmas version of Ask JD Anything.
Jingle bells, Ask JD Anything. Okay, Tony, you had a question.
I do have one for you this week, JD. I came prepared.
Well, it's too bad that you're still suspended after your terrible question 2 weeks ago, so you don't get to ask it. Suck on that, Tony.
No, his band's been lifted this week, hasn't it? I thought it was lifted.
Okay, Tony, go ahead.
I can be banned next week. who wins in a fight? Adam Rose's Easter Bunny, The Rock, Perry, or Ho-Ho Hogan Claus?
All right, Adam Rose is Easter Bunny, Ho-Ho-Ho Hogan Claus. What was the second one?
The Rock as the Tooth Fairy.
The Rock is the Tooth Fairy laying the smackdown on the bunny, with the Rock bottom and the people's elbow, hands down.
Huh. I
get you that happen.
I got well. What is your favorite Christmas song, JD?
My favorite Christmas song, probably The First Noel.
The First Noel?
I don't know why, but it is. The First Noel, yeah.
We got another fan on the line. Silent Wind of Doom! You had a question for SJD? Your first opportunity to do a live question for him?
Yes. I really did. I was just going to ask, do you have a cold, man? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine as can be. All right. I'm just relaxing right now after watching the Monday Night Game and Monday Night Raw. So I'm fine.
Big things going on in football? I've been seeing lots of people going on crazy about the Eagles.
Yeah, no. So the Bengals won tonight. However, Johnny Manziel will not be playing this week as he's pretty much done for the season. And the Eagles collapse, of course. And not much else to report. I mean, except the report is, that Jim Harbaugh might be on his way out of Frisco after this week.
Wait, so the old Johnny Football is done playing this year?
Yeah, he won't be playing this Sunday. They're going to bring in Connor Shaw, from South Carolina. So the senior quarterback Poyer's questionable, too. He got dinged up in practice. Say he's kind of day-to-day right now. So Intel's done for the after getting hit yesterday.
So is it safe to say Johnny Football didn't really live up to his potential this year?
Oh, and then some. I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't think he's going to live up to his hype in the NFL, period, for that matter. He's just there to sell jerseys, if you ask me. I mean, the Browns are just so bad. I mean, they were hot. I mean, they had a pretty good year until 3 weeks ago. And then once they started losing to Indy, Cincy, and then they shit the bed yesterday against Carolina, it's like their whole season went downhill.
All right, JD, we're going to wrap up this show pretty soon. We always appreciate you having on, though, man. You have a good night. Have a Merry Christmas.
Sean's got a question.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I completely forgot about Sean. Before we wrap it up then, Sean, you go ahead, Sean. I apologize.
Right. I got my phone upgrade coming up, right? What do I go for, the Nokia Lumia 930 or the LG G3?
I don't know what they are.
Okay.
Yeah, we only have two phones here in America. We have Android and iPhone. We don't have all these other things.
All right. Android or Windows?
I'm going to say Android.
Yeah, I'm going to say go with Android, too. I've heard nothing but problems with them Windows phones.
Okie dokie.
There you go. All right, JD, have a Merry Christmas,
bro. You too, guys. Have a great holiday. I'll talk to you guys on the final Raw of the year next week.
Oh, it's almost over. Woo! All right. Now that that's done. How are you guys doing?
You know what should be banned?
What's that?
Right. Girls are in photos on Tinder with their birds as their profile photos.
But they actually like...
Because I'm getting confused with the hot girl, right? I always think it's the hot girl, but it's not. It's always the ugly girl.
Oh, I thought you meant like they actually had pictures of birds as their photos on Tinder.
No.
Because that would be clever.
Oh, that'd be clever.
Don't they know that they just have to put the phone above their heads and lean forward and it just instantly makes them look completely different?
Yeah, the magic angle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck me, she looks like a tranny. Ooh.
Well, if that's what you're into.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, the magic angle doesn't work for everybody.
Oh, no, see, she's a beefy gal, but she's got a nice face.
You should go with the G3, Sean, by the way.
The G3?
Yeah, that's what I have. It's good.
All right, awesome.
Because Tony's a guy who knows a lot about phones. He just got a smartphone. Did you just get your first smartphone last year?
Nah.
Yeah.
I got rid of my first smartphone earlier this year, but I had it for a little while before that.
Hmm.
But now G3's been good for me. So plugs for G3.
Word. All right, guys. I think we're going to wrap things up because pretty soon we have to start prepping for the live Smack Talk. So all you listening, make sure you stick around. We are going to be rolling directly into that. I'm going to drop that link right in the chat room. As soon as we go off the air here, click that link to head over to the other show, and you'll be able to hear what's going on there. Let's head over to do some quick plugs. Tony, you got anything else to plug out there besides this show coming up?
Other than that and the awards itself at smartcatmoment.com, just pay attention to the Fanboys Anonymous things that are going on. We mentioned earlier the Four Real Movie Club. That ended up being a fun podcast. So if you guys are in the Christmas spirit mood and you want to hear us do our usual shtick about, you know, making fun of things and stuff like that, then definitely check that out, hosted by the Dace Man. And any of the other podcasts that we've got going on there, you can always find them on either Mega Powers Radio or on iTunes and Stitcher and et cetera, et cetera. Just go to fanboysanonymous.com and everything's posted there. Support and looking forward to what else that we've got coming your way. Just follow our Facebook and Twitter account. We usually post things through there. Oh, and go to the Mega Maniacs as well on Facebook, that group.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Sean, you got anything you want to say out there for the people?
Yes. I would like to say thank you to the people who have voted for me for the Smarkies. It's not too late to change your vote and change it to Wago. He needs all the votes you can get to beat Drew White.
Or you can vote for Payton. That's good, too.
Oh, I'll vote for Payton. Just don't vote for Drew.
Yeah, fuck Drew. Unless you're voting Seth for Rollins the worst. Offer. If you're voting for the worst.
If you're voting for the worst, then either vote for Drew or Miguel. Because, I don't know, nobody likes Miguel. I like Miguel.
Or that made-up guy, Jester.
That made-up
guy. Yeah, other than that, stay tuned where we will be talking more wrestling. Actual, factual wrestling.
Hopefully.
To an extent.
Silent with the Doom, hopefully, any parting words?
I'm silent. I listen here and I call in when I get the nerves. That's all the plugs I got. F Tony Stikes, that's it.
All right, folks, we hope you enjoy listening to this edition of the Raw Post Show here at Mega Powers Radio. Tune in live every single Monday night following Raw for the live version where you can call in, give your opinions, join the chat room, whatever you want to do. We love hearing your thoughts. If you can't be here live, though, easily available in many archive forms. SmarkOutMoment.com is the easiest place to find them all, including links to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, pretty much anything you would want to find a podcast on. We are there. And with that, guys, we're going to start prepping once again for that live version of Smack Talk. Click that link I dropped inside the chat room there, or just keep refreshing megapowersradio.com and you'll find the next feed. We'll see y'all there. For Tony Mango, for Sean Walker, and for everyone else involved, we'll see y'all next time on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio.
To the Phil Stevenson Show with your host, Phil Stevenson, where you get your fill on everything involving Phil Stevenson. And now, here's your host, Phil Stevenson.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into this edition of the Phil Stevenson Show. Everyone have a good night. We'll see you next time.